spell Dubba, it's D-U-B-B-A, Dubba, Y-A, yeah, George W. Bush. Thank you.
2050, why don't you turn around and let's turn around to your right. Up and out of that field of
view,
gonna be.
Yo, what's cracking, y'all? Can I say that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Peace and blessings, y'all. Welcome to another cracking episode of Keeping It Real. So we're gonna be talking about something that has been on every single one of our minds, and that's some donkeys, superpowers, and AK-47s.
I am going to become a terrorist.
Now it's okay, don't go freaking out on me. We're just gonna be talking about the global war on terrorism. Good? So a couple of years back, I'm sure you all heard about this announcement that was made by President George W. Bush, right? I mean, that's what they called him, right? W. So anyways, President George W. Bush, he announced the global war on terror. The war on terror. Sorry, I said that twice. He announced the global war on terror, this crusade.
And the American people are beginning to understand. Now, this crusade.
Leave your stupid comments in your pocket.
This war on terrorism.
You know what? I think this guy, he really slipped big time over there. So somebody should have cut that out, man. So the first country that the US of A happened to target in its notorious global war on terror was the fearsome, the superpower. Afghanistan? Superpower. Come on, guys. Fearsome? I mean, who wrote this script? So the whole world was told that the US of A was going to attack the military capabilities of the Taliban regime.
These carefully targeted actions are designed to disrupt the use of Afghanistan as a terrorist base of operations and to attack the military capability of the Taliban regime.
For real? Hold up, brother. Listen, first of all, it's not the Taliban regime. I mean, what school did this guy go to? You know what I'm saying?
Dummy! Yeah!
Dummy face.
So, first of all, we're talking about the military capabilities of the Taliban regime. I mean, come on, man, for real. Like, you really need to fire some of your intelligence officials or agencies or whoever these guys are, because they ain't that intelligent, right? Military capabilities, are you serious? Of the Taliban regime, it's like a oxymoron or something, right?
Sometimes my genius is... it's almost frightening.
Yeah, so the Taliban regime and its military capabilities. I mean, come on, what military capabilities did the Taliban regime have? You know what I'm saying?
Teslas come loaded with other semi-autonomous features, like autopilot.
I mean, all in all, what kind of military capabilities do poor people have in third world superpower countries? I mean, you know, I agree with you. They probably had some old, rusted Kalashnikovs from the Soviet era, and you know, they probably had a couple of rusted AK-47s that they smuggled from somewhere. You know, oh, and some really, really fast donkeys.
Beep, boop.
I got the need for speed.
So this superpower of Afghanistan and the Taliban regime, this is the military capabilities that they had. That's probably why you guys attacked them, didn't you? Real sneaky. And then the US of A went over to this third world superpower called Afghanistan, these brothers. And so they go over there and they drop the mother of all bombs. I mean, really? Did you really have to do that? Did you have to carpet bomb the whole country, you know? I mean, come on, that was really, really bad. It was a low blow, to say the least. I mean, you know, you could have just dropped the baby of all bombs. I'm telling you, it would have done the trick for sure, and it would have not cost you all these millions and millions of dollars. The baby of all bombs. Now, what's really interesting is that back then, the US of A said that we are going to try to get rid of these terrorist operation bases in the country of Afghanistan and try to, you know, uproot the Taliban regime.
These carefully targeted actions are designed to disrupt the use of Afghanistan as a terrorist base of operations.
Well, you know, let me break it to y'all. By the way, Afghanistan is today much more of a terrorist operation base camp than it was 20 years ago. I mean, y'all really, really messed this one up. Unbelievable. Yeah, I think that was good. Can we go ahead and play the clip now? I mean,
at the same time, the oppressed people of Afghanistan will know the generosity of America and our allies.
Yeah, right. The generosity of the American government and their allies. I mean, why did you use the word generosity? Hold on, just cut. I mean, I might throw up. This was ridiculous. He actually said generosity? Because while we're keeping it real, the honest truth is that for the last 20 years, and I mean, that's longer and older than some of you brothers and sisters out there. For the last 20 years, all that has been done to the nation of Afghanistan is murder and incarceration and oppression and injustice and the looting and plundering of the natural and human resources of a country. That is what has been happening, not generosity. Who writes their script? And I mean, you know, on behalf of all the people across the world, Mr. Bush, the world is not your West Texas ranch, you know, where you can just go around rodeoing everybody to death wherever you guys go. I mean, it's unrealistic, man, and it's costing you guys way too much money. I know. It is that time to take it up a notch. So a country goes and invades another country, and then this country occupies that country for 20 years. That's two decades for some of the brothers and sisters who don't know math, right? For 20 years, they occupy this country, and then they plunder and they loot and they commit all kinds and types of oppression and injustice in this country for 20 years. And then one day they just decide to pack up their stuff and leave while the country is still in shambles. And all the while, dear friends, the world simply just watches on, just keeps on looking. And even worse, there are some countries who go and then help the aggressor in this situation. In the end, the war against Afghanistan was a huge crime against humanity, and the occupation and the looting and the plunder of Afghanistan for 20 years was a huge crime against humanity, and finally, leaving the country in shambles was a huge crime against humanity. Somebody's gonna have to answer for it. Hey, we're just keeping it real, wherever you are. It's not too serious, is it? Okay. It's time to take it up a notch. Shoot. Superpower, fearsome. I mean, come on, man. But wait a minute. So what were we talking about? So repeat. So who's the new guy? Yo, what's cracking, y'all? Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad. Okay.